This conversation is powered by Google Illuminate. Check out illuminate.google.com for more. Welcome to today's discussion on the BCIA HRV biofeedback certification. It's a field gaining significant traction, and we're here to unpack the process and benefits. What initially drew you to this area of biofeedback?
The potential to help individuals gain control over their autonomic nervous system is incredibly compelling. HRV biofeedback offers a non-invasive, empowering approach to managing stress and improving overall well-being.
Absolutely. Many listeners may not be familiar with HRV. Can you briefly explain what it is and how it works?
Heart rate variability, or HRV, refers to the variation in time intervals between heartbeats. It's a key indicator of autonomic nervous system balance. By learning to influence their HRV, individuals can regulate their stress response and improve their health.
So it's not just about the heart rate itself, but the variability in that rate. That's fascinating. Let's dive into the certification process. The article mentions two pathways, entry level and certificate of completion. What are the key differences?
The entry level certification requires a bachelor's degree in a healthcare related or performance field, while the certificate of completion has no educational prerequisites. Both require completing a BCIA accredited training program.
So someone with a background in psychology could pursue the entry level, while a technician might opt for the certificate of completion.
Precisely. The entry level pathway is geared towards licensed healthcare professionals integrating HRV biofeedback into their practice, while the certificate of completion provides a more accessible entry point for technicians.
The article emphasizes the importance of BCIA accredited training programs. What should individuals look for in a program?
A well-structured program should cover the theoretical underpinnings of HRV biofeedback, practical application techniques, and ethical considerations. In-person or hybrid formats are generally preferred for optimal learning.
And what about the anatomy and physiology, AMP, or neuroanatomy requirements?
These requirements ensure candidates possess a foundational understanding of the relevant physiological systems. BCIA-approved courses are available to fulfill these prerequisites. BioSource software, for example, offers accredited courses in human physiology and physiological psychology.
The mentoring component seems crucial. Can you elaborate on its role in the certification process?
Mentoring provides essential hands-on experience and guidance. Entry-level candidates must complete 10 mentoring contact hours, encompassing personal HRV biofeedback training, patient-client treatment sessions, and case study development.
So it's not just about theoretical knowledge, but also practical application and clinical experience?
Exactly. The mentoring process ensures candidates develop the necessary skills to effectively apply HRV biofeedback in real-world settings. The case studies allow for reflection and refinement of techniques.
Let's talk about the financial aspect. What are the associated costs with the certification?
The fees vary depending on the pathway and applicant status. The entry-level certification involves filing and certification fees, plus an exam proctoring fee. Reduced fees are available for students and those with prior BCIA certifications. The certificate of completion has a lower filing fee.
And the exam itself, how is it administered?
The exam is administered online through a proctoring service, offering convenience and flexibility. Applicants must pay the exam proctor directly.
What kind of equipment is necessary for practicing HRV biofeedback?
Essential equipment includes systems for monitoring heart rate and HRV, ECG or PPG sensors, and respiration. While not mandatory, EMG and skin conductance sensors can enhance the assessment of autonomic activity.
The article mentions several reputable vendors. Are there any recommendations for choosing equipment?
Consider factors such as budget, features, and ease of use. Attending professional conferences like those hosted by AAPB or ISNR provides opportunities to interact with vendors and assess equipment firsthand.
What are the career benefits of obtaining a BCIA HRV biofeedback credential?
A BCIA credential opens doors to various employment settings, including hospitals, clinics, private practices, and research centers. It enhances professional credibility and marketability.
And what about the potential impact on clients?
HRV biofeedback can significantly benefit clients by reducing stress, improving health outcomes, and enhancing performance. It's a valuable tool for addressing various conditions, from anxiety to heart disease.
For someone considering this certification, how can they determine which pathway is best for them?
Careful consideration of educational background and career goals is essential. The entry-level pathway is ideal for licensed healthcare professionals, while the certificate of completion offers a more accessible route for technicians.
And what about the time commitment involved?
The time commitment varies depending on the pathway and individual learning pace. It's crucial to review the prerequisites and requirements thoroughly to estimate the time needed for completion.
BioSource software offers various packages related to HRV biofeedback education. Can you briefly describe these?
BioSource offers packages encompassing certification preparation, exam support, and clinical training. These packages provide comprehensive resources to support individuals throughout their certification journey.
Are there any other crucial points you'd like to emphasize for aspiring HRV biofeedback professionals?
Thoroughly review BCIA's website for the most up-to-date information on requirements and procedures. Networking with other professionals in the field is also invaluable.
What about the importance of continuing education?
Continuing education is vital for staying current with advancements in the field and maintaining professional competence. Regularly attending conferences and workshops is highly recommended.
Many listeners might wonder about the integration of HRV biofeedback with other therapeutic modalities.
HRV biofeedback can be effectively integrated with various therapeutic approaches, such as psychotherapy, mindfulness practices, and other biofeedback techniques. It's a versatile tool that can enhance the effectiveness of existing treatments.
And what about the potential limitations or challenges of HRV biofeedback?
While HRV biofeedback is generally safe and effective, it's important to be aware of potential limitations. Individual responses can vary, and it's not a standalone treatment for all conditions. A comprehensive approach is often necessary.
What advice would you give to someone considering pursuing this certification?
Be prepared for a commitment of time and effort. Thoroughly research the requirements, choose a reputable training program, and seek out mentorship. The rewards of helping individuals improve their lives are well worth the investment.
What are some common misconceptions about HRV biofeedback that you encounter?
One common misconception is that it's a quick fix for all health problems. It's a valuable tool, but it requires consistent practice and integration into a holistic approach to well-being. Another is that it's only for highly trained professionals. While a degree is required for the entry-level certification, the certificate of completion is more accessible.
What's the future of HRV biofeedback?
The field is rapidly evolving, with ongoing research exploring its applications in various health conditions and performance settings. Technological advancements are also making HRV biofeedback more accessible and user-friendly. We can expect to see wider adoption and integration into mainstream healthcare. Ultimately, the BCIA HRV biofeedback certification provides a pathway to a rewarding career that combines scientific rigor with a profound impact on individuals' lives.
That was a great discussion. Thank you for sharing your expertise.